The countdown is in progress and all systems are go.
It just isn't any use relying on others for entertainment.
We've recorded some sounds which you can create in your own listening room.
Play several tracks at once, cut back and forth between two recorders.
You know it's very, very difficult to get into the groove.
You live and learn when you listen all day to
all that noise.
That's right.
I want power, respect, a feeling of importance.
We would tape it all.
Sample. There's so much stuff.
Like looking for a needle in a haystack.
It's very vague.
It must spring from amongst us.
It's a coordinated electric system.
Riding on Mother is rough going. A fella has to hang on tight if he doesn't want to get tossed off.
This glorified dog's breakfast isn't actually illegal, but still not necessarily the wisest buy for all sorts of obvious reasons. Steer well clear of these characters because it'll all end in tears.
Welcome one and all to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. This is DJ Bleak in with you live tonight on a Thursday evening, the day before Friday, which is party day to many of us in the weekend crowd, you know, the crowd that looks forward to the weekend. Everybody's working for the weekend, you see. I've got some. This is going to be one of the weirdest shows that we've done in a long time. So if you're into that sort of thing, you might as well. You should get your either get your tapes rolling or look forward to the podcast because it's going to be either very annoying or very lots of fun for a lot of you. So for me, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Whatever our differences in the past. Greater than themselves. I've been inspired by their strength. You can go there to learn about private efforts in your own community and broadcast 101.9. It gains in strength and audacity. It's very vague. They need additional skills. We have more work to do. It's working. And a beacon of hope.
So we're going to start you off with Burning Star Core. The track is called Shoot Me Out the Sky. Stay tuned. If you have any questions or any more very strange calls, you can call at 604-822-2487. 604. UBCCITR. That's the way it looks in the letter community.
I'm sorry.
Starcore. Continuing in the background, we're going to be getting into a track now from, let me get this right again, Dan Lesac versus Scroobius. It's Scroobius Pip track called Thou Shalt Always Kill. You see. Because that's the right thing.
CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!
Thou shalt not steal if there is a direct victim. Thou shalt not worship pop idols or follow lost prophets. Thou shalt not take the names of Johnny Cash, Joe Strummer, Johnny Hartman, Desmond Decker, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix or Sid Barrett in vain. Thou shalt not think any male over the age of 30 that plays with a child that is not their own is a paedophile. Some people are just nice. Thou shalt not read NME. Thou shalt not stop liking a band just because they've become popular. Thou shalt not question Stephen Fry. Thou shalt not judge a book by its cover. Thou shalt not judge Lethal Weapon by Danny Glover. Thou shalt not buy Coca-Cola products. Thou shalt not buy Nestle products. Thou shalt not go into the woods with your boyfriend's best friend, take drugs and cheat on him. Thou shalt not fall in love so easily. Thou shalt not use poetry, art or music to get into girls' pants. Use it to get into their heads. Thou shalt not watch Hollyoaks. Thou shalt not attend an open mic and leave as soon as you've done your shitty little poem or song, you self-righteous prick. Thou shalt not return to the same club or bar, week in, week out, just because you once saw a girl there that you fancied that you're never going to fucking talk to. Thou shalt not put musicians and recording artists on ridiculous pedestals, no matter how great they are or were. The Beatles were just a band. Led Zeppelin, just a band. The Beach Boys, just a band. The Sex Pistols, just a band. The Clash, just a band. Crass, just a band. Minor Threat, just a band. The Cure were just a band. The Smiths, just a band. Nirvana, just a band. The Pixies, just a band. Oasis, just a band. Radiohead, just a band. Block Party, just a band. The Arctic Monkeys, just a band. The next big thing, just a band. Thou shalt give equal worth to tragedies that occur in non-English speaking countries as to those that occur in English speaking countries. Thou shalt remember that guns, bitches and bling were never part of the four elements and never will be. Thou shalt not make repetitive generic music. 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 Thou shalt not pimp my ride. Thou shalt not scream if you want to go faster. Thou shalt not move to the sound of the wickedness. Thou shalt not make some noise for Detroit. When I say hey, thou shalt not say ho. When I say him, thou shalt not say hop. When I say he, say she, say we, say make some noise. Thou shalt not wish your girlfriend was a freak like me. Thou shalt spell the word Phoenix P-H-E-O-N-I-X, not P-H-O-E-N-I-X, regardless of what the Oxford English Dictionary tells you. Thou shalt not express your shock at the fact that Sharon got off with Brad at a club last night by saying, is it? Thou shalt think for yourselves. And thou shalt always... Thou shalt always kill.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you're about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city. I work here. It was Wednesday, November 4th. It was windy in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch out of juvenile division. My partner's Frank Smith. The boss is Captain Powers. My name's Friday. A steady supply of literature had been finding its way into half a dozen high schools in the city. We'd gotten a lead on one of the sources of supply, a 17-year-old high school senior. We had to check it out.
Here you are. You can see for yourself.
All right, you want to take everything out and lay it on the bench here?
You can see what's in there, can't you? My gym stuffs?
What's that back there in the corner, right-hand side?
Where?
You know where I mean. Dig it out.
Oh, back here you mean these books?
That's right. Let's have a look, huh?
Why? Just a couple of books. A kid gave them to me.
Bring them out, Steve.
Okay. Just a couple of them. A kid gave them to me. Here.
There's more than a couple there.
That's what you call a joke, Steve.
Oh, well, that's what the kids call them. They're not so bad, though.
They're rotten, Steven. You know it. Now, where'd you get them?
I told you, a kid gave them to me.
Who? What's his name?
Some kid around school. I don't remember right now.
He gave you these books for nothing?
Sure, I had a couple he wanted. We traded off. A lot of the kids have them. We trade them around.
That stack you got there, they look pretty new. They couldn't have been passed around much.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Matter of fact, they look brand new to me. Don't even look like they've been opened yet.
How come you're rousting me on this thing? What about the other kids? They got them, too.
They're buying them, Steve. They're not selling them.
I'm not selling them. Anybody says that's a liar.
Now, both the fellas in the high school and the kids down the street in the junior high, they say you've been selling this stuff for months. Now, how about it?
They're lying, that's all. They don't know what they're talking about.
You've been selling these 35 cents a piece, three for a dollar. Last couple of weeks, you've been peddling pamphlets, a dollar a piece. Any of them in your locker, Steve?
Couple. I got them off another kid.
What other kid? What's his name? Come on, what's his name?
Some kid. I don't remember.
That's not much of an answer, son.
What do you want from me anyway? I told you I'm not selling the books. I don't care what those other goofs say. It's my word against theirs.
Maybe you ought to get this much straight, son. We're not out to get you. You're way down the line. We want the people at the top, the men who print this junk, the wholesalers, the big distributors.
So why ask me? I don't know anything about it. Nothing.
You don't want to cooperate, is that it?
What am I supposed to cooperate about? I'm not mixed up in anything.
We think you are, son. We know you are. Now, who are you selling this for? Where do you get your supply?
All you see is what's in my locker. I ain't selling. I don't have any supply. We've got to go far to prove I have.
No, not very far, Steve.
What?
From about here to your home. 11:38 a.m. We picked up the supply of books and pamphlets as evidence. For weeks, we'd known that a steady stream of this type of material was being fed into half a dozen high schools and junior high schools throughout the city. Books. Pamphlets. 12:15 p.m. Frank and I drove the suspect, Stephen Banner, to his home, approximately a mile from the high school. We checked the house thoroughly, but we found nothing. We went back to check the garage at the rear of the house. All right, how about it, son? You want to show us where the rest of the stuff is now?
What's the use? I guess you'll find it anyway. Right there.
Books. Cases of them. How about it, son? Is she ready to tell us about it?
Who's the contact, son? Where'd they come from?
Charlie. Charlie Hopkins. Only the books, though.
Pamphlets.
Came from another guy. It's a long story.
We got the time, son. Who's this Hopkins?
I met him downtown one Sunday. Penny Arcade on Broadway. Me and this other kid were in there. Bud Spencer. Hopkins came up, started to talk to us.
All right, go ahead, son.
He asked me and Bud if we wanted to sell for him around school.
This friend of yours, Bud Spencer, is he selling them too?
Yeah. He goes to a different school, though. Well, both of us did pretty good with the books. Sold real fast.
The pamphlets
were even better.
That's so. Now, you say you didn't get the pamphlets from Hopkins. It was somebody else?
A man by the name of Jack. I don't know his last name. Hopkins put us on to him, gave us an introduction, set up the deal. We got the
pamphlets
for 75 cents. Most of the time, they'd bring us a dollar and a half apiece. Bud and I did pretty good.
You know any other fellas working for this Hopkins? Any other kids in school, I mean?
No, just Bud and me. That's all I know.
On January 29th, trial was held in Division 87, Municipal Court, City and County of Los Angeles, State of California. In a moment, the results of that trial. The suspect was tried and convicted of violation of Section 311 of the California Penal Code, manufacturing and distributing literature. His accomplice was apprehended and tried and convicted of the same charges. Violation of Section 311 PC is punishable by imprisonment in the county jail for a period not to exceed 6 months, or by a fine of $500, or both.
Growl as you blow it. Use your stomach muscles as he bellows to force the sound through your vocal cords and into the call. Your growl will vocally sound like this. Through your call, it will sound like this. After the crows have turned and are coming to your blind, switch to the second essential call, the recognition call.
I put a grenade up their butts and light it. Happy birthday, baby.
Make it heavy with a pleading accent.
So we kill the mothers and the babies. So what's wrong with killing the mothers and the babies? What's wrong with killing the mothers and the babies, George?
You're imitating a crow locating an owl or in distress and plenty peeved.
And that's not change we can believe in.
Make it sound tough and chesty.
Bobby, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Lohr. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I'm going through a divorce, and I have four kids, and primarily my seven-year-old. The last couple of days, I've been spending the night because they've wanted me to. But when I go to leave to go back where I live, they get real upset. So what I'm trying to find out, should I stop spending the night?
I guess I'm surprised I'm being asked these questions. Tell you the truth, Bobby, have you never heard the show before?
Oh, yes, I listen to y'all almost.
Then on what planet do you think I would tell you to abandon a child because your sperm didn't make him?
Never. He would never.
All right, then why'd you ask me the question?
Well, he doesn't like me very well.
Then why'd you ask me the question?
He doesn't like me very well, so we have a lot of animosity.
Then why'd you ask me the question?
Okay. So we have a lot of animosity.
That doesn't mean he doesn't need you.
Okay.
But now his mother is providing yet another broken home for him.
So we have a lot of animosity.
So that kid's going to have a lot of trouble, more than the ones you made. Because he's going through this twice.
Well, he doesn't like me very well.
Twice.
You
ought to sit down with this woman you married and say, you're destroying this boy. This is twice. His family, his life, the man in his life is falling apart. Twice. Is it really motivation enough that we work together so that these kids have a lot less pain? I think it's a reasonable question to ask.
But he doesn't like me very well.
You're getting divorced. That's what they're upset about. They're not upset where you're sleeping, Bobby. Don't diminish it. They're upset. They're losing their father and their mother under one roof. That's what they're upset about.
Okay.
Not where you're sleeping. How pathetic is that of all you adults to twice bring that havoc to his life? Twice. And that's why when Colorado tried to pass twice now.
Okay.
And it was defeated.
Okay.
Twice they tried to pass a bill that if adults wanted a divorce and they had minor children, they'd have to go through a year of counseling to understand the impact of the divorce on their children. If there were abuse or anything between the spouses, they didn't have to do this. And feminists still came out of the woodwork because, by and large, they don't give a damn about children, to say this was horrible to women.
Okay.
Twice. I cannot believe twice. That twice this failed. First time they named it the Dr. Laura bill. Second time they didn't name it that way. I guess they'd figure it would remove one level of hostility. Because as you know, there is tremendous hostility that the left and the liberals have for my name because I try to promote twice.
Okay.
Somehow that makes me bad.
Okay. Okay.
Welcome back to Cool Country in the afternoon. It's about 10 in the evening.
Over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
Yes, please. Well, it's just after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio with DJ Bleak in here at Canada's favorite radio show on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR.ca on the web. And there are podcasts and other shows that can be checked out as well. And, odd stuff there. The Doll Down with Naughty Hawaiian Medley. And just trying to look up some information for that, and I got nothing. I got nothing. Nothing. Let me try again. Pretty much nothing. Yeah. Kind of obscure stuff. The we heard National Cynical Network with Twice from NCN. The Cranial Fissures were in there with Dragnet 451. If you listen to that again, you'll get it. Dragnet 451. We heard Dan Lesak versus Scroobius Pip. Thou Shalt Always Kill, which gave us a good laugh there. A little more on that. We have a MySpace page at myspace.com. Lesak versus Pip. So, Lesak vs. Pip. And you can find that track, Thou Shalt Always Kill. And the there's one like it called Letter from God to let me just make sure what it says. Letter from God to Man. And that's funny too. That's one I heard first. And there's more, actually. So that gets us started here. We got a James Tenney track coming up next. Well, after the next one, actually. Paul Duncan is first with Silver Eagle from a various artist compilation called Impala Eardrums. And it's got a lot of experimental artists on it, and it is a free downloadable somewhere. Let me see if I can find that one for you here. This is preparedness. Yes. Total believer. A radium sampler. So, yeah. Impala Eardrums. We're about to hear Paul Duncan and Silver Eagle. That's the name of the track. So, yeah, that's at othermusic.com. You can find it, and it's a free downloadable thing, I think. Well, it says buy. I thought I heard it was free. Well, whatever be the case, I guess. And stay tuned. There's a really interesting, really bizarre things coming up. A little ode to last week's caller coming up in a little while here. So stay tuned to Canada's favorite radio show, Exquisite Corpse.
Don't swim, shoot, and don't fall, no, get it, and we're still.
602-2487. Oh, here we go.
Hello?
You're on the air. Hello? You're on the air. Hey, no. So what's your name?
What's going on?
What is that?
What's going on?
Cell phones.
No, that's for.
Yeah, anyway, that's good.
Yeah. Nice sound. That's brilliant. Nice. Yeah.
All right. Looks that. Yeah, we know. All right.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
I thought it's about time I spoke to you. More noise and pop.
Hold it, my dude.
go down there, Austin?
Tomorrow?
No, not now.
No, no, it's late.
Gee, I'd like to go down there.
Be ready in the morning.
How is it? Let's take the time, man.
And that last track was No TV with Groon 2. No TV, New Zealand noise group who sent us 4 discs in the mail, which is generous. And so we finally got to some of that after a bit of neglect, I think. Ode to last week's caller in there, which was it's kind of fun. It was the weirdest sounds ever heard on a phone by myself. So let's take a look at what's happening in the town tomorrow night, shall we? Yes. You've got the International Jazz Festival is going on with who's this? Cult du Cargo. It's the only way I know how to say that. A Fundamental, Truefold, Chai Turner, and Benjamin Arc, and Green Terra at the Alibi Room, 7 p.m. tomorrow night, you see. You got the Pack AD, Cadaver Dogs, and the TV's Valerie Graham, all at the Anza Club. At doors at 9, show at 10, sort of thing. And yes, it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer. DJ Jackie, DJ Cat, and Sweet Sisters DJ at the Balmoral. I don't know. Ford Pier and Dirty and the Derelicts, the Trapdoors and the Invaders at the Biltmore Cabaret tomorrow night as well. Yeah, all of these, you see. And also, what else do we have here? More Jazz Fest with Monk's Blue Trio at the Bogart's Chop House and Bar, you see. Mimosa's playing again, looks like, at the Capilano Suspension Bridge. Bring your kids and make a day of it. Uno Mas at Capone's restaurant and Live Jazz Club tomorrow night also. And Puro Son at whatever, at the CBC Radio Studio One Jazz thing, part of the Jazz Festival. Also, Nancy King and Steve Christofferson at the Cellar Restaurant and Jazz Club as part of the festival as well. And then, how's this going to work? Oh, okay. Two Fest Bella Canto, Rai Moran, Zinnia, Monin Sons, and Mimosa, and Monique Salez, and Nassim and Eric Dozier at the Centennial Theater in North Vancouver tomorrow as well. So busy day for Mimosa, and it's at 10 o'clock. Doors at... Is that for real? Doors at 6:30? Well, it's 7:30 to 10, so there you go. Doors at 6:30. Not easy to read, these things, sometimes. We've got Jason Walters Trio at the City Square as part of the Jazz Festival as well, and it's free at 1:30 p.m. City Square. Jason Walters Trio. It's a free event. There you go. Monkey Bar Brand at the Great Bear Pub in Burnaby. A bunch of stuff going on here. So, there's a few of the events going on tomorrow night. And the list just keeps going and going. A lot of this stuff is for the Jazz Festival, and if I were to read it, I'd be here quite a while. We'd both be here quite a while. But it's worth looking at and checking out. So I'm looking at livemusicvancouver.com for information here. So that's good. Now, we have a certain giveaway that's coming up, and I think that's a good thing. Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum. I'm going to be playing in the background here from their... MySpace page, experimental sort of thing. Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum, that will be playing the Plaza Club on July 4th. So, anybody would like a ticket to Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum, you have to tell me what this song playing has in common with this show, or actually what this song's title has in common with this show you're listening to. The number here is 604-822-2487. UBC CITR. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio coming to you live, and we're going to be playing another long set of weirdo-ass music for you. We're going to start off with Jimmy Heap and his orchestra, a track called Gizmos. We're going to be hearing Black Spider Clan in a while. Yellow Six is in here. We're going to get some Tickly Feather, some Cassette Boy will be in here, and we're going to hear Fuck Buttons in there as well. So stay tuned for all that, will you? So once again, this is a Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum. There are tickets up for grabs. If you can tell me, this is their MySpace page I'm on, Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum. What does this song playing have in common with this radio show? And I'll give you the tickets. 822-2487. Here is Jimmy Heap and his orchestra with Gizmo.
Gizmo.
Oh, did he hurt you? I didn't see him even touch you.
Well, he scared me.
Hear that, Saint? He scared her.
Kind of come to leave those.
Black Spider in there with, well, I don't know. It's, Keiner Comet Herr Liebenraus. Liebenraus. And from a Dark Connections compilation, kind of rare, I understand. Yellow 6 is playing right now. And a track called Telescope Peak from Music for Pleasure. And we'll get to Tickly Feather after this. Thank you.
Some of the strangest animals on Earth. It's recently been discovered that they have a highly sophisticated social system similar to that of bees. It's just after midnight. In traditional British socializing grounds, armies of thick scum are dancing to Oasis, a rock band. Elsewhere, a male mixes records on the ones and twos. The odd scratch is irresistible. The males are starting to compete for the favours of the females. They're here to pull females with huge tits. These are called booby birds. This small British male listens attentively to the pulsing rhythm. He shakes his body and rubs himself against the female. The female then leaves him. She is seeking a man with bigger muscles, and the male's sexual organ is no bigger than a grain of salt. But nothing deters the males as they consume several times their weight in stella until they reach the vegetation that they need if they are to lay the females. Eventually, they form pairs. As the males grab the females, their testicles flush red. But all too soon, the staff force both males and females to leave. Getting back home is a major undertaking. The males fight. These females are so full of stella that they can barely walk. They're desperate for food. This male is in urgent need of a piss. He flashes in the darkness. This steady trickle brings some relief. Nearby, a female starts to regurgitate a mouthful of fish and chips. Life in Britain is not all roses.
Hold your thumb and forefinger over the end of your nostrils so very little air can escape. Now keep your fingers in place and say after me all the letters of the alphabet.
Nothing to do, nothing to say. Go downtown anyway. Look right through a thousand eyes staring at me. I don't mind because
I'm
separate planes of these instruments that are moving. The sheets, they are made of flat steel, as they have been for thousands of years on these hillsides.
Hi, I'm Kirsty.
And I'm Sheila.
And we're both single moms. We started SPOC UBC, Single Parenting on Campus, an AMS club, with the hope of drawing attention to the additional challenges single parenting students face on our campus. We want to create a space for single parenting students to find resources and support.
Our first meeting will be held on Tuesday, November 6th from 11 to 12:30 at the Women and Gender Studies WAGS building right next to Brock Hall. We welcome all single parenting students and, of course, allies. And please remember that your children are always welcome.
Please help us spread the word by informing any single parenting students that you know about our group. We're also open to receiving anecdotes or stories from single parent students regarding their time spent at UBC.
Feel free to drop by our meeting on November 6th or send us an email at spoc.ubc@gmail.com. We really look forward to hearing or seeing you.
Would you listen to this? How about this one? If you like what you hear, then check out The Rib with your host, Robin Jacob, Mondays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And thanks for dropping by to Exquisite Corpse on CITR Radio. And this has been DJ Bleak in with you tonight. In about 9 minutes, Thunderbird Radio Hell will take over and give you hell, damn it. Where were we here? We played a bunch of stuff in that last set, and including Fuck Buttons there, ending us off, Colors Move, and Catatonic Youth before that. Catatonic Youth, Freedom Vanilla, from a self-titled sort of 7-inch thing that there's not enough information out there about Catatonic Youth yet, but there will be. Oh, there will be. Great track from Catatonic Youth, Freedom Vanilla. They have a MySpace page, which we went to, and we heard the track playing. And that's the only problem about going to MySpace, is that the track can play on you, you know, immediately, and then it plays if you on the over the computer, and before you, when you least know it. So it kind of blended in there at the end of the Fuck Buttons again, a little reprise, as it were. Cassette Boy in there with something from Dead Horse, track number 53. You see, Tickly Feather was in there. Tonight is the Night. Tickly Feather. Oh God, favorite album of the past 6 months, I'd say. There's been a lot of good ones. There's a lot of ones on my list, but and maybe there's one that matches this one, but I don't know. I can't remember right now. Tickly Feather, though, really turning me on right now. Tonight is the Night. Name of that track. Fan-freaking-tastic. Yellow Six was in there with Telescope Peak from Music for Pleasure. We are heading into the last few minutes of our show, and we're going to catch up with Tuxedo Moon with their new disc called Vapor Trails. And the track we're going to hear is number 2, Still Small Voice, right here at Canada's favorite radio show, Putting the Mental in Experimental, with you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
descends from the clouds. A miraculous event, like a still small voice, says it's all one thing. One thing, one thing. Fashion from the same stuff, the stuff of clouds, networks of photons.
In Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
Leaving you with Steinsky now. Till next week, remember,
lesson
the future
two.
Is bleak. Bye-bye.
I'd like to know, are you really ready for some super dynamite soul? Introducing the world's greatest entertainer, Mr. Dynamite, the amazing Mr. Please Please himself, the hardest working man in show business. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of the show,
Brown, brown, brown,
brown,
brown, brown, brown.
Get up.
up,
get on up,
get up,
get on up,
stay on the scene,
get on up,
like a sex machine,
get on up,
get up,
get on up,
get up,
get on up,
stay on the scene,
get on up,
like a sex machine,
get on up.
Wait a minute. Fuck it.
Yeah.
One question, do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Excuse me, y'all. Yo! Yo!
Yo!
Mama used to say, take your time, young man. Mama used to say, don't you rush to get old. Mama used to say, take it in your stride. Mama used to say, live your life.
Gorgeous, pretty, fine girls, tourists from around the world, executives in the business suits, Texans in the cowboy boots, officials of the government, and those on unemployment drive around in limousines to rock the people scene, rock the house, y'all.
Now then, let us have some fun.
What's up, Doc?
Cha-cha-cha, forward, back, cha-cha-cha, back, forward.
What you gonna play now?
Get up off of that thing and shake the you feel better. Get up off of that thing and shake the say it now.
Get up off of that thing and shake the you feel better. Get up off of that thing and try to release that pressure.
Boom, 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 boom